And we're back here, Dakota Sports Saturday. We're going to talk with Shelley Budnagan, head volleyball coach of the Huron Tigers, recapping the season. Tigers go eighth at the state AA tournament last week in Sioux Falls, but so close to getting to that final four as Watertown was pushed to the limits there in the first round by our Huron Tigers. And Shelley, is a lot of if and buts in there, but the bottom line is we are one or two plays away from playing in the final four instead of finishing in eighth place.
Yeah, we were one play away. And some bad luck happened, and we just couldn't put the ball down. And I think it stings more now maybe than it did Thursday night, because then Thursday night we were just elated with our effort. I still am really elated, but the further you get away, you just see what a great big opportunity that the team missed. But I am so proud that we were even there. I during the match, you're just going, wow, look at what we're doing. Wow, look at what we're doing. And I think all of us, every single one of us in that bench, believed that we were going to win that. And that kind of magic, that magic only happens once or twice, I think, in a coaching career. And so for me to even emulate what was going on there, or to even iterate to anyone the magic that we had going on that day, I don't think I could ever accomplish it. But those 20 of us that were there, 24 with the coaching staff on that bench, it was just a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And, we played so hard. It was amazing how hard we were playing, and how we never relented to the much bigger and stronger and taller team, and we just kept sticking our nose in there. And it was by far the best volleyball that this team has played, by far. And at the same time, I think it was one of the best matches, if not the best matches, I personally have ever been involved with. And what an honor to be in that position. And unfortunately, when we had to carry on for the next 2 days, there was just some things that just we were tired, and our team is built on speed and floor. And when you're a step slow, moving laterally and trying to jump, when you're that short playing against Watertown, we had to max jump every time at the net. And so the next day when we had to call upon our legs, and we just didn't have it. And that is not the girls' fault by any means. We just were dog tired. Imagine running a marathon and then getting asked to run another one the next day, and that's kind of how we felt. We were trying. So I am so impressed with the girls' toughness, with their commitment that they had to really going after it. Sometimes you always worry about your team laying an egg at the state tournament, and this team was so far the other way. I don't think if we did lay any eggs, they were golden. Let's just say that.
Well, when you look at those first 2 days, you kind of combine those two matches. Yeah, we got swept by Brookings, and it seems like, we just had trouble getting going. But when you look at it, two of the three sets we lost went past 25. And, in fact, that was kind of the story of those first 2 days. We played eight sets. Four of them went past 25, meaning volleyball overtime in layman's terms. But the problem was we went 1-3 in those four sets.
Yeah, we just couldn't get the firepower on those last few points. And the Brookings in that second set, the first set, we knew that we were going to have to heal. We knew that we were crushed. We knew that we were tired. And I'm questioning myself should have we gone through a walkthrough or to a gym and actually worked some of the kinks and the sore muscles out. But I felt like at that time, because of the fatigue factor, it was just best to have basically a walkthrough in the motel. And in the locker room, a big chalk talk. And so I'm kind of kicking myself. And so that first set, it was a matter of healing, and I thought we did that. And then we had a 24-19 lead in that second set. And when we couldn't put it away, for whatever reasons, just some really bad luck, and I don't know. It just happens in volleyball. Volleyball is a really funny sport sometimes that way. But when we lost that set, I knew the recovery and the heart – to pick up your broken pieces of the heart that many times, it was going to be a tough task, and it's kind of exactly what happened. And I think if we play Brookings today with a fresh team and wishing that Holly was healthy, of course, things would be different. But it's a state tournament. It's just one tournament, and that match and that tournament isn't going to define what these kids were able to accomplish this season.
You know, and you go back to that last match, and you just mentioned Holly Nias's injury, 2-2 in the first set. We're 4 points in, and then she has the injury and is done for that set. And then all of a sudden you're hit with adversity that you didn't see coming at all, because nobody sees something like that coming, and really left you kind of in scramble mode for the rest of that first set. But sets two and three had a lot of new names out on the floor, different combinations. And while we did lose both sets, we definitely pushed on Roosevelt, and really kind of a plucky effort by the girls.
Yeah, you know, I think Holly going down was one of our worst nightmares. That could have happened all season. And, you know, I think one of the reasons why I was a nervous wreck, that we, you know, if Holly goes down, it might be a really rough season compared to a really good season. And that's, you know, so when that happened, first of all, I was in disbelief, and second of all, I'm going, can this tournament, can we have any more bad luck? Please, just bring it, whatever you got. Bring us some more bad luck, because this team has taken every shot you've got. But first of all, I feel really, really bad for Holly, because that's how her career ends. And imagine that taste in your mouth for the rest of your life. But I hopefully that someday she can look back and go, wow, what a great career I was able to have. You know, for 2 years we rode her, and she turned out to be one of the best hitters in South Dakota for the last 2 years. And not only that, but one of the best players and hitters to come through our program in the years that I've been involved with. And so I feel badly for her. I feel badly that our team just wasn't able to finish together like that. But, you know, that's athletics. That's sports, and that's life. That sometimes you always don't get what you deserve and what you feel like you should get. And life isn't fair. But I haven't had a chance to see Holly yet a whole lot. She left the tournament, obviously, when she was injured, and then already was at the doctor. And so we'll find out here shortly, you know, exactly what the extent is. But I'm pretty certain that it's her ACL, that she blew her knee, which really bad luck. But anyway, I was really proud that the kids were able to catch their breath that first set after it happened. It happened at 2-2 in the first set, and they fought. And I didn't expect anything less, really, when you think about it, from these kids, because that's what they have been doing all season. They fight, kick, scream, scratch, and compete. And they really care about each other, and I think that showed on the court that they cared enough that we were going to finish this out at the best that we could. We saw a lot of younger names, and then some seniors like Madison Fitzgerald, Melissa Burke came in there and just tried to carry us the best they could, and I thought they did a fantastic job of reassuring the younger kids that no matter what, everything was going to be okay. And so I'm really happy in those regards that our seniors were able to finish this out together and finish strong. And then as far as the younger kids, we got a pretty good look of, you know, some younger kids are coming up. And I think they know the daunting task that we have now to rebuild, because it is going to be a rebuilding type thing next year. And, you know, it's going to be a tough road again as far as when starting out. But yet I think an exciting one, maybe a new era here.
Then just a couple final notes here on the state tournament before we wrap up this portion here. Haven Hines, all-tournament team from Libro. I know you mentioned Kylie Overbay, I believe, was second in ace serves during the tournament. Some of those stats you don't usually think about. We did have some tournament leaders in there as well.
Yeah, Haven Hines led in digs. Our team led in digs. That's really good. I think we were averaging 20.3 digs. I don't know what that was. I'd have to look at my stats, and I really haven't had the heart to do that yet. I will here in a short while be able to watch the Watertown match. I just can't bring myself to watch it, and that's okay, because I've got some really great memories of ourselves in the court, and I don't want to watch it and have to grade it and critique it and all that kind of stuff. But I will, and to watch Haven do what she does. But then in that back row, Kylie and Isabel and Tenley and Holly had very good matches back there. And then let's talk about the net. We were fifth in blocks for the tournament. The shortest team in AA going up against some of the, you know, like Watertown. And we ended up fifth in blocks. And that was without Holly playing in that last match. And she's always good for some good blocks. So really, really proud of that. I think that just shows the commitment that they had to doing the right things or finding ways to figure out how to get, you know, the advantage somehow at the net. That's block kills, Jeff, where we touched it and the ball went down. And so again, I think we just put things together at the very right time. And, you know, if you could go back and say, well, what if we would have won that first match? How would have that tournament turned out? We'll never know. But there's always that question mark. I wonder what would have happened if, you know, our philosophy in that Watertown match was the longer we stick around, the tighter Watertown's going to get. And we would have run into a Rapid City Stevens team who proved in the championship they were just ultra, ultra good. But it would have been really fun just to see how that whole tournament would have been turned out. But like you said, woulda, coulda, shoulda. But it certainly is fun thinking about it. But, yeah. And so our serving, you know, is one of the best things that we had. And we knew we had to score at that line. And we had kids step up. And I know Kylie was second in the tournament, but yet we had a lot of kids following her. And so that's always, you know, it's always encouraging. But I think we were last in kills. And so the challenge is going to be without Holly now and some of the other seniors at the net, how are we going to figure out how to put the ball down? So we have a lot of work to do in the spring and the summer of really learning how to hit the ball down. And maybe we were able to rely on Holly too much. You know, that kid carried us. And, but we're going to figure this out, and we've got a lot of young kids coming up, and it's going to be fun putting that whole jigsaw puzzle together. But first, we're going to go into the girls' basketball season and track season and JO season and rest up a little bit, and then we'll start in again and how to put it all together. But I'm telling you, really, for this team to go 17-7, remarkable. Jeff, really remarkable for the shortest team in AA, but I think that shows their heart. And they were always about effort. And the one thing that I'm going to really miss is going to the gym with these kids. I mean, I love practice. The kids, sometimes not so much as typical kids, but when they got to the gym, they knew what it was about, and they put their time in, and they got their reps in, and they worked hard, and they really cared about each other and cared about Huron Tiger Volleyball. And I think that is the name of the season right there. And, you know, I want to thank the seniors and thank all the parents and everybody that surrounded us with their enthusiasm and helped us out. But what a great ride this season was.
Shelley Budnagan, head coach here on Tiger Volleyball. We'll take a timeout here and highlight the senior class on the volleyball roster this year on Dakota Sports, KOKK. And we're back and talk again with Shelley Budnagan, head volleyball coach for the Huron Tigers, as we close out the last chapter on this past season. Tigers had five seniors on the roster plus two senior student managers, which is kind of an interesting story we'll get to here. But we're just going to go one by one on each of the seniors, go numerically here on the roster, and have coach just talk a little about each of the girls. We'll start off with Kylie Overbay, setter, although she didn't do a whole lot of setting this year, was designated server and then eventually turned into a back row defensive specialist.
Yeah, you know, first of all, Kylie, what a great kid and competitor. And you know, she just does whatever you're asking her to do. And she is a backup setter, or she is a setter. And in her sophomore and junior year, she ran our scout team. And, you know, there's a reason why NFL backup quarterbacks make a ton of money. And Kylie was just always there helping Jada, you know, and running the scout team back when, you know, sophomore and junior, and making sure that we had the correct scout team. Because we practice hard against what other teams do, and she was the captain of that. Could emulate a lot of different setters and making sure that she was running other teams' offenses. And so a lot of times she was big part of that scouting report and could help us on the bench as far as what the other team was doing. And then, you know, as her senior year started off, we just got into a different rotation to start out with, and we were having success. And it's really hard in volleyball. It's really hard to change the chemistry and the momentum. And so we asked her to switch positions and to go from a setter who has never really seen a lot of serve receive passes or anything like that. You know, that's a tough position change. I think it's, you know, in football you could almost say, well, we're going to go from being a wide receiver to a cornerback, and that's a whole different game. And so she did a great job of putting a ton of reps in and making sure that she was ready to receive some big time varsity serves. And some of these serves coming at us are ridiculously fast in the movement, and so she had to retrain herself. And And so for her to get in that lineup, you know, our passing game immediately went up when she was ready to go back there. And then defensively to play, you know, from the right side and change it to the left side, some huge adjustments coming at her. And I'm just really, really proud of that kid. And, you know, just the team player that she is and always a positive. And, you know, there's always hearts and souls to teams. And she definitely, definitely is a heart and soul and very coachable kid. And I'm really happy for her. And then for her to end up on the serving, she was serving so well. There was a few matches within the regular season that she carried us with her serving. And we were behind, and she serves at that line, and we make a comeback. And so great big catalyst for this team. And we're, you know, very sad to have Kylie leave the program. And there's going to be some very big shoes to fill. But what a great kid, and I'm so happy that I had the chance to be able to coach her. And, we're going to miss Kylie a lot.
The next on the roster, number 13, Isabel Ford, and had significant time as a sophomore and then was a fixture in that back row for 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, 3 years. And, you know, this year we kind of took on the mantra that we were the junkyard dogs, and she had a lot to do with that. You know, she just sticks her nose in there and takes a lot of pride in making sure that that ball doesn't hit the floor. We talked a lot about doing whatever we could to not let that ball hit the floor when that other team was hitting at us or tipping at us or whatever. And she worked really hard to make sure that, you know, playing that left back is hard. You've got a lot of hitters with a lot of power coming at you, and that ball sometimes is coming at you 42 to 45 miles per hour. And then all of a sudden they change speed, and now you've got to crash into the donut, and then all of a sudden you've got a tip. And so, you know, Isabel being a fixture in the back row for such a long time, those are going to be some really big shoes to fill. There was a reason why we were playing so well against Watertown, and it was our back row. And we knew that if Isabel would have a very solid day back there, that we were going to probably be able to stick in that match because of our defense. And so Isabel is going to leave a great big hole in our defense. And not only that, but I think she led the way with our kids being tough. I mean, she made it cool to be tough. And that's what we're going to miss from Isabel. And yeah, another big shoes.
The next on the roster, number 15, Holly Neas. And just plain and simple, we needed her to be good pretty much every night out.
We did. The matches that we won, Holly was putting up really big numbers. And some of the matches that we didn't play well in, she still put in some big numbers. But yet, if she was going to struggle, we were going to struggle. And that's a lot of pressure on a young lady. A lot of athletes can't take that pressure. And, you know, there was times that we felt kind of bad about it. But yet, at the same time, she was able to rise up and do what it took. And there was nights that she was struggling, and I think she covered those real well. And struggling simply for the fact that sometimes she had every single person on the other team keen on her. So imagine, you know, like in basketball, that you're getting triple teamed. And that's basically every night that we took the court, Holly was getting triple teamed. So those numbers, when they're big, that is just absolutely unbelievable. I don't know if any other team in this state had those circumstances. I mean, you look at some of the big dogs, Watertown, they've got 3-4 big hitters, and we had one. You look at Rapid City Stevens, they were coming from all over. They had 5-6 different hitters coming at you. Washington, 6-5, 6-4, they had 5 really good hitters. We had one. And I don't mean that anything badly about the rest of our team. We're just young, and we just were able to put the ball down. We had one good hitter, and our team finished 5th in the power ranking, seed 5th going to the state tournament, and gave Watertown a great, big, huge scare. They had to know they were in a great match, and they should be counting their blessings right now at Thanksgiving, because we had them, and it was because of Holly, and Holly was able to put that ball down. So, you know, I'm sure in a lot of ways that she'll look back at her career and go, wow. And then I'm sure during the season she was feeling a lot of the pressure, but she didn't crack too much. And what a cool cucumber. And she will go down as one of the best hitters that we've had come out of here in high school. And, you know, her sophomore year she broke her collarbone. Otherwise that young lady would have broken 1,000 kills. And that is really hard to do. Really hard to do. And I think that's my biggest regret with Holly's career, is we weren't able to get her to 1,000 kills. But yet at the same time, I sit back and I'm pretty satisfied with that, with what that young lady accomplished. And so, you know, I'm just so lucky to have been able to cross paths with Holly and to be able to coach her, because she made us and she made me look really good.
Next on the list is a senior hitter, number 17, Melissa Berg.
Melissa has a ton of heart, and she was our energizer bunny, where she just always had energy and came out. She loved to compete. She loved to play volleyball, and she just loved the team. And, you know, she had a lot of different skills. She got a lot of court time this year, but one of her main roles this season was to run the scout team. And when we were preparing for our state match against Watertown, I'm telling you, that kid right there had everything down about outside hitters. She knew where Megan Hagelin was going to hit it. She knew where Mariah Glow was going to hit it, and she had that to a T. So, you know, we talk real lengthy about kids accepting their roles and being a leader, and one of the things that we had this year was leading from the bench. And what that meant was, no matter where you were and what your job was, if you were the camera boy or the water girl or whatever it was, we wanted to do the best that we could in that role. And Melissa had a lot of different roles this season, and I thought whatever role that she was given, she tried to perform it the best that she could, and she was a quote-unquote leader from the bench. And so one of the reasons why we did really well against Watertown was because of Melissa, bar none. Melissa had us prepared, but she did that night in, night out, no matter what side of the that she was on. She made sure that we were prepared, and she took this team by our hand a lot and made sure that we did things the right way and on and off the court. And you know, she's a leader and our energizer bunny. She always had the energy. She's always talking and encouraging kids. You know, there's not enough of those kids these days, and in particular girls. Girls don't like to come out of that shell. They don't like people to know that they're competing really hard at certain times. And Melissa, she likes to compete. And so we've got big shoes to fill with Melissa. I mean, the locker room isn't going to be the same without her making sure that we were getting prepared. You know, to prepare for a match mentally, it isn't as easy as it looks sometimes. But Melissa figured out our formula and made sure that we got it done. And again, big shoes to fill, and we're going to miss Melissa.
Then the final senior on the roster was Madison Fitzer.
Again, you know, Madison Fitzer is one of those athletes that backup quarterbacks, again, in the NFL are paid a lot of money for the stuff that they do, and they're ready in the wings. And Madison is invaluable in the fact that she was a very good teammate. That's another thing that we talked about, was making sure that you're being a good teammate, and a better you is a better us. And Madison came to the gym every day trying to figure out how she could get better so that we could get better. And she figured out how to make others better around her. And, you know, in this day and age, if it isn't about me, then kids quit, and it's easy to quit. But Madison came to practice making sure that she was getting better. And, you know, at the state tournament, she got in, and I was so happy for her. And it wasn't just because we put her in. It was because we needed her. And I thought that she proved on that day, when things were tailspinning real fast, she showed what she was all about. She calmed everybody down. She was the rock, and made sure that we were competitive and in a match. And so, you know, Madison is one of those invaluable kids that, you know, you miss. Unfortunately, sometimes we don't realize how much we're going to miss them, but I think, hopefully, she knows that we did not take her for granted on any day, and she made kids around her better, and she made me look better, too, and made the coaching staff look better. So there's a lot to be said from kids who are willing to accept their role and to lead from the bench. And Madison is invaluable that way. And you know, she's going to be really good at whatever she chooses to do in life, because of how she controls all those little different factors around her and the mental toughness that she does have. So, I keep saying this, but great big shoes to fill for Madison. And hopefully the younger kids were watching, because what a great role model that we had right amongst us.
Then finally, I kind of group them together. I had two senior student managers. That was Tyrese Theus and Tanner Evers. But the bottom line is they weren't managers. They were and are volleyball players.
Yeah. You know, first of all, I don't take a lot of stock into giving all these individual awards and stuff because on a team like volleyball, I don't think you can really have most valuable players. But I'm telling you right now that Tanner and Tyrese are the unsung heroes and probably our most valuable players. And I mean that with my whole heart because every day those kids came to practice knowing they weren't going to be able to step on the court and play. I mean, imagine redshirting for 3 years. I can't. And Tanner didn't miss a practice. Tyrese was always there when he was able, and they made us better. You know, Tanner, again, I'm going to use the Watertown approach, but he prepared us against Watertown because he was there blocking Elena and McKenna on the outside and Melissa on the outside. And so we had to learn real fast and real hard to hit around the block, hit high hands, abuse the block. And when he first started a couple years ago, he really didn't know how or what, and we just put him up there to block, and immediately he had an impact. But then here at the end, Tyrese was a really good volleyball player, and what a great kid, and I'm so glad that I had the chance to, I don't want to say coach him, because I don't think I really coached him, but I'm so glad that I was able to work with him and be a part of this journey and making sure that this team was well taken care of. And Tyrese took care of this team on and off the court, and I'm so glad that we had a chance to get to know each other and work together. And then Tanner, you know, 3 years ago he joined us and immediately had an impact. He already had been playing a little bit of volleyball with the girls, but immediately. And he was kind of the only coach on the court in practice where if the girls weren't getting it done, he made sure he told them they weren't getting it done. And he, day in and day out, had to emulate, like, the big players. If we could stop Tanner a little bit, we knew that we were going to have a lot more success on the court. So some of the big names, like the Kusler, the Slaughters, and the list will go on and on. And you know, this year he was Goff, and he was Mac Miller, and he was Chelsea Brewster, and then he was the list goes on. But every day he was wringing wet, sweating, trying to make this team better. And I don't know what we're going to do without those two kids. I really don't. And not only that, but they were pioneers. I'm not the first one to do this, and I won't be the last. But, you know, when other teams, particularly this year, stood up and noticed how is Huron competing so well when they're so short, and they stood up and took notice that we had boys in practice. And all of a sudden now we're talking Sioux Falls Roosevelt has three boys recruited next year for their practices, and Sioux Falls Washington has two boys recruited to come to their practices. So pressure's on here in Huron. We got to find replacements for Tanner and Tyrese, and those are going to be, talk about great big shoes to fill. But we're going to miss those kids like crazy. I'm so lucky that we were able to cross paths, and they made this team better, and they made me better, and I am going to miss them, and they are invaluable, and that's why I'm naming those two the co-MVPs.
Shelley Budnagan, head coach here on Tiger Volleyball, recapping of the five seniors plus two senior managers that were a part of this year's state tournament team. We'll wrap things up here shortly on Dakota Sports KOKK.